Scientists are working around the clock to develop new tests that can detect the coronavirus more rapidly, with the goal of getting more people tested, of course. There are some tests being explored that could get results back as quickly as 5 minutes. For more on this, we turn next to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Ed Cara, reporter for Gizmodo. Ed, if I've got this right, automation plays a role in the analyzing with these tests.
Yes. So, you know, when you're carrying out the sort of tests that look for the virus in your throat or nose, there's still a lot of manual steps that have to be carried out. But if you have the right AI or the right automation, you can, you know, drastically cut down how many steps it takes, how many people need to be involved, and that can cut down on the time.
Where are we in terms of getting those speedier tests approved?
So there have already this week, there have been a lot of rapid testing kits that have been approved, not just for testing the virus in your system, but also for antibodies, which will tell you whether or not you've ever been infected by the infection, by the virus, which is really important because some people may have been sick and not known it, or some people worried that they had the cold, but it might have been COVID, and now they'll know for sure. So those tests have been approved, but there's still the problem of whether or not people can get a hold of them.
Will these still make use of that swab test that people are saying is so uncomfortable?
Yes. Unfortunately, many of the tests we're seeing now will still rely on the swab samples, which are, you know, very, very painful to look at and to go through. But we are starting to see now blood tests that are coming out, where they'll just, like, stick a needle in you and get the blood and then look for antibodies rather than the virus itself.
What's the difference between the swab and the blood in terms of getting the testing results back?
So in terms of speed, it shouldn't really matter. You know, there'll still need to be some legwork done. But the test just this week came out for the blood test that will take 15 minutes to get back. But with these speedier tests, there's a sort of a different hurdle, is that you can only do so many of these quick tests so much in one, you know, in a single hour or so. So if you have a rapid testing kit, you can do 4 tests in an hour. But if you were to go to a commercial or a public health lab, they could ideally do thousands of tests a day. So there's still that matter of scaling.
You touched on this. If I've got the scientific language correct here, This is the distinction between a serological test and a PCR test. Is that correct?
Yes. So the serological test, that's looking in the blood. That's looking for antibodies to see if you've had the infection in the past or recently.
So this is a PCR test, but ideally we're going to want both developed.
Yes. And there's going to be rapid and mass testing of both going on, hopefully.
Well, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. We have been speaking with Ed Cara. He's a reporter for Gizmodo.